After school and extracurricular activities, sports teams, hobby groups, drama programs, school clubs, all of these are more than a way for kids to fill the hours outside of school. A lot of educators believe the skills kids learn in extracurricular activities are just as important as test scores in predicting future success. Yet, not all students have equal access to these extracurriculars. There is a definite gap in access to after-school programs. Here to talk about that is Michigan Radio's education commentator, Matinga Ragatz. Matinga, just how much do school and after-school and out-of-school programs matter to academic performance?
Well, it all depends. Some programs are a lot more intentional about bringing academic concepts in them. So I talked to Dustin Hunt from Muralmatics, and he combines math and art concepts, and this is what he had to say.
So I had to change gears as an art teacher to figure out how to teach math. And so Muralmatics is a combination of teaching math concepts while doing large-scale murals. So in the end, students have something to show for it, and along the way, they picked up different math concepts.
What Dustin said is so incredible because, remember, the extracurricular activities, and even in college, that's what ends up in your resume. Like your Geometry 205 class does not appear in your resume. So the idea that he's taking an academic content and putting it in something that kids can show, it's incredible.
Are there things after school programs give the students that they can't get out of that time in the classroom?
Sure there are. And you have to be careful with after school programs. There's a tendency to overschedule the kids' after school activities. And often these kids, and there's tons of research that shows that these kids, it really plays with their attention span. And it actually impedes their academic performance. But on the other hand, there are so many things that these enrichment programs can provide for students that they cannot get in class. For example, there are places where these kids can get mentorship opportunities that used to be provided in the schools. And oftentimes, teachers just cannot put the pencils down and take advantage of these teachable moments. And in school, also, there's a tendency to quantify every single event, and we have to assess every activity. And so it makes it really, really hard for kids to just kind of do like a self-expression, get messy and not care about, you know, the consequences. They're more likely to just kind of showcase what they can do.
And then certainly there's those intangible life lessons you learn from being, let's say, part of a sports team or, let's say, competing in track or cross country or being in a drama program when you really learn a lot about yourself.
For sure. And then in some of these activities and some of these programs, there is no competition. It's just all about you and yourself and your own life journey.
So what are barriers for families or for kids in getting involved in all of these kinds of out-of-school activities? Who's being shut out and why?
Well, there are many, many barriers. But one of the big barriers is that in the traditional after-school programs, some kids just don't fit in. So I talked to Jose Moore. He is the founder of All of the Above Hip Hop Academy. And this is what he had to say about the students that come to his joint.
A few kids actually really like connect in a way because it's maybe they're not the athlete or maybe, you know, they're not in drama or they're not in these traditional after school activities. But they do write rhymes and they do make beats at home.
And he went on to say that, you know, some of these kids love performing, but not necessarily in a theater. And these kids like to compete, but not necessarily in the field. So it's a really interesting point of view for kids who otherwise would not have these activities.
So how do you address the barriers keeping kids out of these activities? What's happening around Michigan that's finding new ways to involve all kids in extracurriculars?
Well, I think this is what's really cool because, you know, cost is prohibitive sometimes and distance. Like in Michigan, we don't have a very fluid public transportation system. So it's hard for kids who cannot drive to get around. But what's really cool is that community members, like, and I'm not talking about volunteering after school in your kids' activity or in the place of worship, but community members who are creating organizations to fill these gaps. And often these organizations are located right in the community. It's cheaper. It's more accessible to everybody. For example, I spoke to Alice Brinkman, and she does an organization called Reach Art Studio Center, where kids can come and just kind of play with art. And she talked to me about how important it was like her organization had become to her community, and how the community now is so invested in the success of her program that they are basically driving her program, which is absolutely magical.
When you think of the fact that, for example, costs of being part of sports or other programs have to be imposed because school budgets are short, so costs are up. Some kids don't relate, as you pointed out, to maybe an athletic approach. Are there lessons that schools and teachers can take away from how some of these after-school programs you've explored are being run?
Oh, for sure. And sometimes when we are trying to cut off a program to save the money, we end up cutting off the wrong end. And there are some life lessons that cannot be manifested in the curriculum. And I would emphasize to the schools that, you know, not every activity needs to be assessed, and not every hour of the day needs to be accounted for academically. I think when the students want to be in a learning space, they are just going to learn more. And more importantly, I think when speaking of all of these community educators, is that when teachers are allowed to teach within their passion and what they are really good at, their learning environments become so powerful and so inspirational and unbelievably unforgettable.
Michigan Radio's education commentator, Matenga Ragatz, thanks so much.
Thank you, Cindy.